Hi, I'm Anurag Mehrotra, Program Manager from Microsoft Azure Backup Team. In this video, I'm going to show you how to take application-consistent backup of Linux VMs running in Azure using our pre- and Postgres framework. For this demo, I'm using a MySQL server running on Ubuntu to take application-consistent backup. As first step, I need to log into the VM as root user. Let me check my SQL version. As you can see, I'm running SQL Server version 5.7.17. Now I must first create the pre-script and post-script. For this demo, I'm using the script provided by Microsoft partner CapSite for MySQL backup. As you can see, the scripts are available to download from Microsoft Azure Backup GitHub. The scripts need to be locally copied on the VM to be backed up. I've already copied the scripts as you can see. Let me quickly show you the scripts. This is an advanced script for backing up MySQL clusters, and it checks for the slave node using the node ID. For the slave node, it pauses the replication by using stop slave command. This quiets the application IO. As next step, the script goes ahead and takes a DB dump for all the DBs. As part of PostScript, the main logic is again in this file, where I am calling the MySQL start slave command to resume my replication. So my scripts are ready now. As next step, I need to configure various parameters for the framework using VM snapshot plugin config.json file. This file can again be downloaded from GitHub. This JSON file needs to be copied to /etc/azure directory on the VM to be backed up. You need to specify the full path for your pre-script and the post-script, along with any parameters as required. You can also configure the number of retries and the timeout for your pre-script and post-script. You can use the continue backup on failure to specify if you want to continue with file system consistent backup in case your scripts fail. FS freeze enabled will give you an option to disable Linux file system freeze that is executed by default as part of Linux VM backup. Some applications' quiet logic may interfere with FS freeze. In such case, you may want to disable this FS freeze. Now we need to set up proper permissions for my scripts. The framework provides a lot of power to the users, so it is very important it is completely secure and only root user should have access to critical JSON and script files. You need to make sure root user is the owner for these files and only root user should have read, write and execute permissions for the script file. Now my framework is configured. The next backup will invoke the scripts to ensure application consistency. If I now go to the portal and check for the recovery point for the VM, it will be marked as application consistent. As you can see. And that's how you configure the pre- and post scripts to take application consistent backup. Thank you.